Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The chair of the City Council Health Committee is trying to boost the rate of vaccinations in the city by offering financial incentives. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has details.
City Councilman Mark Levine of Upper Manhattan says City Hall must make getting a shot more attractive.
And yes, that does include incentives like giving people what I'm calling Vax Bucks, which would be a $100 card redeemable at local small businesses or arts institutions.
The chairman of the City Council's Health Committee also wants to create an NYC Vax Pass.
There needs to be some sort of vaccine certification system. This would be an app, but very important, this wouldn't tie into some centralized database that might concern people.
Levine's plan also recommends making vaccines hyper-local, available everywhere from doctor's offices to supermarkets. With plans for a full reopening of the city May 17th and 45% of adults yet to get a shot, Levine says there's no time to waste. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
The April U.S. jobs report showed job gains slowing down. Some local businesses are even struggling to fill their open positions, as we hear from WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
There's the potential for a big summer.
What we've been noticing is that it seems to be like people are ready to get out and about.
Toby Wolf at Jenkinson's Boardwalk says they can't fill their jobs, even though they're recruiting aggressively.
We've been working on, you know, referral programs, extra employee benefits, scholarships, you know, different things that we can do to attract workers.
And still several hundred positions remain vacant. They had a similar problem last year.
Our hours were condensed, so we could only staff one shift, so they were only open from like 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Jenkinson's runs an amusement park, games, and restaurants. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Today was Suffolk County Police Commissioner Geraldine Hart's final day on the job, and she spoke with our Long Island reporter, Sophia Hall.
In 2018, Geraldine Hart became the first female Suffolk County Police Commissioner. She says she wants to be a role model for other women out there.
It's a lot different. I think there's a lot of stereotypes out there that you kind of have to overcome. And I think people are shocked when they see that you are, you know, quite capable and quite calm and professional. I think that's something that perhaps stereotypes don't exactly match up with. So always be yourself, though. That's one message that I always carry with me.
The 53-year-old is leaving the job to move on to Hofstra University to head up the public safety office. What will she miss about being commissioner?
It's always the kind of the quiet moments. It's not really the big announcements, but really the time that I've spent with the families here, as I mentioned today, has been so special to me.
In 2019, she shared that through a routine mammogram, she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I am good. Yeah, I got every February I go for my checkup and at Stony Brook, and I would encourage everybody to make sure that they're getting breast exams and keeping on top of it. It's really critical.
In Yaphank, Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Over to the Weather Center now. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen is with us. Maybe some sun on the way for Mother's Day.
Just a little bit early. I would still think that if you have some outdoor plans for Mother's Day and be that a brunch, a breakfast, a lunch, that would be okay the way it stands right now in terms of timing. But anything later than that, like late afternoon barbecues or any dinners outdoors, that's going to be tough. I think the rain will come along later in the afternoon and or more so towards evening. So mostly cloudy for tonight, only a spotty shower or two, 45 to 50. Saturday, mostly cloudy, showers around, unseasonably cool for this time of year. Almost 20 degrees below average tomorrow, 50 to 55. Saturday night, it's chilly in the 40s, but it's dry, and Sunday starts dry. Then increasing clouds and rain developing towards the end of the day or evening, and it goes through Sunday night. Highs a little over 60. Right now, 61, humidity 41%, and a southeast wind at 7 to 12 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com. or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!